Welcome to the Dirty Heifers Podcast, soap making, small business, and so much more. Let's get dirty. Hey, y'all, and welcome back to the Dirty Heifers Podcast, the show where we talk small business, big opinions, and the mess in between. I'm your host, Margaret, here with my sudsy co-hosts, Jesse and Shauna, and tonight we're diving into a topic that has a lot of creators side-eyeing their favorite apps, video editing software. The good, the bad, and the terms of service that you probably didn't read. With the recent controversy surrounding CapCut and their updated terms of service, a lot of folks are realizing that when it comes to free tools, well, if it's free, you're the product. We'll be breaking down popular editing apps, comparing the ease of use, the price, and features, and of course, chatting about what we personally used that makes all the content happen. And before I start, I'd like to say happy birthday to my mother. Today's episode will air on July 17th, which is her birthday. So happy birthday, Queenie. And now it is time for one of our favorite segments, the word of the week.
The look on her face is great. All right, so I'm going to spell that loud for the listeners. O-B-F-U-S-C-A-T-I-O-N.
Obfuscation?
Close. You want to handle that, Shauna?
Obfuscation?
Obfuscation.
That's what I said the first time, ain't it?
Close. Very close. Very close.
Obfuscation?
All right. Want to take a guess?
Well, I broke it down into three parts.
Oh, no.
OB, fuss, and cation. Your favorite OB doctor tired of fussing and done went on vacation. Obfuscation.
We lost Margaret.
We lost Margaret. OB, so tired of fussing because you ain't washed, then your nooks and crannies, you know, on vacation.
Oh, no.
All right, let me put it in a sentence for you. You ready?
He's tired of them crunchy moms.
Oh. The crunchy moms. The app's terms of service were full of legal obfuscation, making it almost impossible to understand what rights you're giving away.
That sounds about right, because my initial thought was it was a fancy way to say the F-bomb.
Well, I mean, it might make you say the F-bomb.
Yes, it might. Obfuscation means making something deliberately unclear or confusing, usually to hide the truth or make you stop asking questions.
Overly complicated.
Overly complicated, so you just can't figure it out. Kind of like putting
It'll
everything
make you
in your...
It'll make you throw an obfuscation.
But...
Okay.
I mean, I guess we're going to talk about more when we get there, but the lawyers on social media broke it down for us.
Yeah, that's really what I wanted to jump into right away. It's like, the whole reason we're doing this is because people came out with videos saying that CapCut has updated its terms of service. And, you know, some of the things that they were saying was, I forget.
Concerning. They were saying things like, CapCut now owns anything you put on there, and one of them was saying that if they use one of your clips and then someone gets offended and sues them, you're liable, and it was like all kinds of crazy crap that people were saying. And then the lawyers chimed in and went over and they said nothing really changed, guys, and it's basically the same terms of service that everything has.
Right. So, but people at the time were thinking, you know, they're granting worldwide royalty-free, sub-licensable, transferable, perpetual licenses to everything that you uploaded, that they owned everything, that, you know, all of those
and
things.
And as I was getting ready earlier, it occurred to me that like a year or two ago, it was TikTok changed their terms of service, and they were saying the same things then.
Yeah.
TikTok owns everything you upload. They can do whatever they want with it. It's not yours anymore. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. So, it's the same song and dance anytime any app updates its terms of service.
Right. So
first moral of the story is don't panic every time you see a video about one of these things.
Right.
Well, those videos to me are always just really clickbaity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I see that.
Yep.
Trying to get that shock and awe.
So, just to start off with, what editing software do you use most often and why?
CapCut.
Yeah, it's easy. I started with InShot and went to CapCut.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I first started with content, I edited what we could edit. I mean, this was the infant stages of the TikTok hype. You know, you had to do everything in TikTok, and it was a pain in the butt. And it might have been Shauna, I'm not sure, somebody told me about CapCut. Mm-hmm. And I can just about operate CapCut blindfolded.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yep. I've edited, there's no telling how many hours of footage I have edited on CapCut.
Right.
Just user-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. InShot was very user-friendly, too, and that's what I started out on because of someone else on social media, another doc on social media, recommended that editing software to me because I wanted to be able to edit it outside of the TikTok app.
Mm-hmm.
So that it was just easier for me. My problem with that, and if you look at my very early videos, is that somehow, I don't know exactly what it was, something about the way InShot was set up, my videos would come out looking different. So, you know, like you see the whole screen on TikTok right now. Mine would be like 2/3 of the screen, and then you'd have the blurry bars on the top and the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So my formatting was different. And I just went with it until I saw a video someone said. Someone was talking about CapCut, and she said, you can tell when someone is editing outside, and she won't even watch those videos because of the way they're formatted or something. I think that's what got me going over to CapCut. And now, InShot, you can format it the same way. But
mm-hmm. I started...
Yeah, we forgot.
What?
The redneck word of the week.
Oh, no!
Oh, my goodness, again.
Why do you keep doing that?
Wow.
2 times in a row.
Redneck.
And it's your birthday today, and we just...
Oh,
I forgot it all about my little segment.
All right, well, I'm gonna play a birthday song.
It's your birthday today. It's your birthday today. There's a cat licking your birthday cake. It's your birthday today. It's your birthday today.
Okay, enough of that.
If there's a cat licking my birthday cake, that cat's getting football pointed.
I imagined you saying that cat's getting yeeted, and in my head, I pictured...
Yep.
Yeet the
cat. Or as one of my friends used to
Instead
say, it's getting flying.
Instead of beat the cat, it's yeet the cat.
One of my friends used to say, cat's going to get flying lessons.
Yeah. All right. Word of the week is actually two words together, so I guess you could say it's a southernism.
Okay.
Is cutting up.
Cutting up. So is that like misbehaving?
That's what Jesse does all the time.
Nah,
cutting up?
Kinda, not really.
Like joking around?
Like joking around, messing around.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm good at figuring out southernisms.
You've been around me so much. Well, not around me, but we've texted for so long. It's ingrained. You're even saying y'all.
I know. I say it at the beginning of every episode on purpose.
I know. Y'all. All
right. So back to what we were saying before. I learned on iMovie, and because it's free, and I'm all about doing the free version of everything first, right? And I did not hear about CapCut for the longest time, and I just am such a creature of habit that when I tried to make the switch, I just couldn't get the hang of it, and like I mean, iMovie is very, very limited. The transitions they don't have. They don't have, like, you can't do the overlays like that, like you can on CapCut. And you can't make layers. You can only have, like, two layers at a time. And super, super annoying. And then I started trying... I wanted to get into... Canva. They have a video editing app as well. So sometimes I'll take things from iMovie and I'll throw it into Canva because I already pay for that. And then now... I do most of my editing right here in Riverside. Especially, for the podcast, I edit in Riverside.
But what about your videos for social media?
Sometimes I do that, too. Because I'll film, like, if I'm doing an, I'm wrapping soap, I will put a second camera up, I'll do my live on TikTok, and I have the second camera recording to Riverside, and then I can pull clips of all of the... you know, little things that I say a lot easier because Riverside gives you a full script of everything that's being said. So you can just edit it right by the script without even watching the video.
Oh, that's cool.
And pull clips and stuff.
I bet it struggles to script what I'm saying.
Sometimes it does. It does. Like sometimes when I'm, you know, following what's along, it'll just do like a squiggle line. For words that it can't detect or, you know, stuff like that.
It don't know what this heifer's saying.
Yeah, a lot of times it doesn't know.
I'm really intrigued by Canva editing. I wonder if that's worth it. You
know, we're not right now. Mm-mm.
It's not that good.
Not yet. It's okay. There's a lot in CapCut that is way, way more advanced. I'm just hoping that something like Riverside here will start to get some of the things like that there. Gosh, what were we saying?
You were saying, talking about editing.
Oh, if Riverside gets some, like, I just wish there was one app that had all the good stuff.
Yeah.
There's not one app that has everything. So, speaking of the terms of service, did you guys read the terms of service before any of the CapCut drama?
No.
I was going to say,
they always say, like, all these things, they're like, oh, we've updated our terms of service. Okay, bye.
Yeah, of course. I follow a lot of TikTok people like that. That's like, I read the terms of service, so you don't have to. Let me break it down to you.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
You're worth following.
What stood out to you that made you immediately say, "Oh my goodness, I gotta find a new editing app."
You mean recently?
I don't know. Now.
With the terms of service?
Yeah.
I don't. So whenever that terms of service thing came out and then Jesse started talking about InShot, I was like, wait a minute, I used InShot before. Now, if it'll format properly, let me go check it out. And we're going to break down some of these things here in a little bit, but I think in the end I'm going to stay with CapCut unless it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
But
that was going to be one of my next questions.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's just, that's what we know and...
Well, it's not just that. It's that I looked at InShot, and yes, it's cheaper, but there's not nearly the...
Do you both pay for CapCut, or do you use the free version?
I use the free version.
I have Pro.
I will probably get Pro. I'm just still kind of waiting to see what happens with...
Part of the problem with... Well, we'll get into it here as we break it down. So, I will get into that.
What's your... What's your your top must-have feature in an editing app?
I've got to be able to drag the timeline out so I can get those really good splices.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta have it.
I do most of my editing on the phone because I do it on the go a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think being able to be mobile.
Yeah. I love a desktop. I that's one of the reasons why I can't get into CapCut. Because, and also with CapCut is you can't, like, if you're doing it on the phone and then you go to the desktop, it's not there.
If you have Pro
cloud-based.
If you have Pro, it will be cloud-based.
Okay. That's something that's important to me now. It's got to be, because I am in so many different places all day long. You know, maybe I'm at school and it's my lunch break and I want to take 10 minutes and do it there. Maybe I'm... outside in the backyard, or I'm sitting in a car somewhere on a long drive, I'll do it on the phone, but, you know, I want to just be able to pick up and go. So cloud-based is pretty important to me.
Yeah, and that's why I do it on the phone, is because I can do it anywhere.
Yeah, and so that's, Riverside is really convenient for that, too. And that's not even one of the ones that are on the list. What's a deal breaker?
Not being user-friendly.
Deal breaker for me is if it takes forever to upload your content to the app.
Right.
I tried one the other day, and I was trying the free Adobe version.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there for like 5 minutes, and it never uploaded into the app. I'm like, nope. Mm-hmm. I ain't got time for that.
Yeah, uploading times. If it crashes a lot, that's really frustrating. Limited exports. Have you ever been on one of those, like Adobe, the free, like, is it Adobe? One of the ones that I tried was, you know, you can use the app, but you can only upload 3 videos, and then you have to pay. Or 3 videos a week.
That's pretty frustrating.
Bless you.
The thing that frustrates me with CapCut is because I'm still running the free version. I need to just break down and buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Is a lot of the features that I used to use, they're now paid features. I'm like,
That was what I was going to say earlier. Some of the stuff that used to be free, it used to now.
Yeah, like the teleprompter thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a paid option.
I never used it.
Crap. Oh, I used to use the mess out of the teleprompter function.
I need to try that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, you're sitting there looking at it and just reading, and you know, you're not looking off or anything, or you're not having to make goofy little cuts. And,
right. That's why, because you're recording directly in CapCut. I upload my videos to CapCut.
Mm-mm.
So once you've edit out your videos, it'll still give you a teleprompter?
Wait, hang on. Yeah, you do have to do it in CapCut.
Yeah.
You do. But, I mean, it was handy. You know, you just do it right there in CapCut. I mean, it was easy.
Yeah, that's why I never used the teleprompter.
Right. Well, this has a teleprompter, so I use that sometimes for the videos. Not a lot. If I'm just talking to people. But it, I was going to ask, do you ever pay for editing? So obviously, Shauna, you do. I have. I also pay for the what's it called again? Canva, and that that has some different things. Like you know how when you, I like about. Well, we'll talk about that after. I was going to talk about the different
squirrel.
Things. Total squirrel. Let's see. So how do the phone apps like Canva and InShot or Splice compare to full desktop editors like Premiere or DaVinci or Resolve? So you guys definitely like the phone apps better.
I have used iMovie and I've used the DaVinci. I actually owned it like when I first got rolling on TikTok, thinking, okay, well, I'm going to get this big fancy editing thing, so I bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never used it because it was overly complicated.
Yeah.
I don't like overly complicated. At all.
Yeah, no, me neither. Oops.
And to me, even iMovie is pretty overly complicated. That's why I like the phone-based ones.
Interesting that you'd think that, because I feel like I could do iMovie in my sleep. But CapCut, I gotta look for everything. It just takes so long.
CapCut,
though, I mean, CapCut you can do on your phone or your iPad or on your computer. If you have the cloud base.
Yeah.
Right, but you can also download the app on your Mac and use it that way as
That's what I'm saying. You can do it on your computer. Yeah. If you have cloud base, then you can edit it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it takes a little getting used to, but it's easy once you get used to it.
All right, so then I guess I'll just throw out a software thing there, obviously CapCut. So you guys both use that. You can use it on mobile. You can use it on desktop. It's supposed to be super easy to use. There is a free version, and there is also CapCut Pro. It has some of the good features that it has are auto captions, templates, AI tools, effects, and music included in the app. And it's best for like TikTok, Instagram Reels, those kinds of creators, right? Do you want to add something to that?
Yeah. So I signed up for Pro probably about a year ago. Mm-hmm. And whenever I started looking at this, I decided to, it's like an auto subscription under Apple. And I decided to stop the auto subscription just in case I decided not to stay with it. Mm-hmm. And the auto renew, it was like, I think I signed up for like $75 a year. The auto renew is going to be like $90. The very instant I canceled that auto renew, it said, sign back up for $75 again. So that's a little, maybe, possibly money-saving trick there. But it
I wonder
is
how many
more
times you could do that, though.
I know. How many times are you going to let me? So it is more expensive if you get the Pro, but you do get lots of cloud storage. Mm-hmm. You get a whole bunch of features, that some of which used to be free,
yeah,
but aren't anymore. But tons of templates. Templates.
Mm-hmm.
Templates. There's, you know, all kinds of different fonts, if that's what you want to do. It's got the auto captions, which I use a lot. I've put captions on my videos for probably 2 years now. And I've just gotten so used to it that it's easy to use. One downside, though, if anybody does use CapCut and you're having problems with your phone memory, I told Jesse this recently. I couldn't update my phone because I had so much memory being taken up by CapCut, and I couldn't figure out why. And
I was going to say that's the same thing with the desktop version, because I tried to, when I first started getting into CapCut, because I prefer a desktop, I put the app on my Mac, and then I couldn't update to my next, iOS
next
update.
iOS.
Because,
and then I
had to delete CapCut.
Right. And so what they do is that when you upload, it keeps it in your local cache so that you can edit faster and easier.
Right. And
which it makes it a great app to use, but I was deleting all my old videos and still the memory was not improving at all. And then I finally figured out you have to empty the cache. And once I emptied the cache, so much room opened up on my phone.
Oh, so much.
Holy cow, it was like a whole new world.
So much room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you do use CapCut on your phone or laptop, clear your cache periodically to keep things running.
Well, that's a good suggestion for any app or any.
I was just looking at mine. I already have 20 milibytes of cache already.
I need to look at mine.
So then the next one that, is that good? Are we good with CapCut? Do you want to add anything
else? Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Like we said, there's a free version. The Pro, I don't know what the monthly subscription fee is, but yearly it's $75 to $90, depending on.
Let me see. I can tell.
But
right
as with most of these things, if you sign up for a year at a time, you're going to save some money.
Right. You're always going to save money if you get for the longer terms, because then they're guaranteed a customer.
And I also question myself, because I only use a handful of the options, but I think it's enough that it's still worth Pro to me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Pro.
Okay. CapCut Pro is, for your first month, is $12. And yearly is $180.
Okay.
That's what it's showing me.
Interesting. So if I go back into mine right now, if I can find the subscriptions.
Now they have a standard option now.
Mm-hmm.
Standard is $6 a month, $90 a year.
Did you downgrade?
So I have CapCut Pro, if I renew right now, is $77 a year. See all plans, okay. Weekly, it says $5. And then there's an $8. It doesn't say. Pro monthly is $8. Then there's a $10. Oh my gosh, it's got all kinds of levels here.
See, it's showing me standard and pro. And then it's got like teams.
Yeah. That's another thing that some of these have. Like you could you can add other people in. So if you have a business where multiple people might be working on a video, mm-hmm. or might right. need to use it,
right.
like Canva does, you know, you can have like teams on Canva.
Right.
Right.
Unless so I do see here where it says pro yearly subscription, but my subscription, it says Canva CapCut Pro. And renewing is $77 a year.
Yeah. But you've had it for a year.
Yeah, but I mean, I would say that has everything I need. I don't think I need the, like, huge one. Now, if you're a, like, full-time content creator, then, yeah, it's worth
just
the $200
team,
a year.
You know. Yeah.
That's worth $200 a year.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's showing me, of course, like I said, I've always used the free version, and it's showing me $180 a year and $12 monthly.
That's crazy.
So I'm looking through the Apple subscription part, too. So that's really interesting. I didn't know it had so many levels.
Now you know.
Now I do.
Now, what was the price difference with, like, InShot? We were talking about it the other day.
Yeah. So InShot, I looked at this, and right now it is $5. Well, you can do it for free, but it's going to have a watermark on there that says InShot. So no matter what you do with the video, it's going to say that. If you get Pro, it's $5 a month, $20 a year, or a one-time $50 lifetime fee.
And no matter what, you'll always have the InShot watermark.
No.
No, not if you
pay
the fee.
If you pay for it. If you pay it, then you get rid of the watermark.
If you use the free version, you're getting the watermark.
Free version is always going to have the watermark. But, I mean, it's super easy to use, too. Much like CapCut.
It doesn't look like they have a desktop version.
Yeah.
InShot. It's only mobile. But it's supposed to be super, super easy to use. They have great transitions. They have stickers. They have music. Speed control. And really, it's really best for quick mobile editing.
Right. But it's not as many features as CapCut.
Right.
Which, you know,
there's a cot picking gnat in here and he keeps buzzing me. And well, I even wash like an hour.
I was about to say, what do you smell like?
I smell like fruity something or other right now.
Not like a pig and you know what? Enjoy.
Well.
A pig and
you with your nose bucket back there. Please don't spit. It looks like a giant nose. That when it's sitting there like that, it looks like
Sure it does.
Get your mind out the gutter, girl. It looks like Pinocchio. That's what I'm trying to think of.
All right.
Margaret's like, yeah, no.
All right, so the next one on the list is VN Editor. And Jesse, you said you tried that one, and that one is also free.
I have used that one. It's pretty similar to CapCut. Mm-hmm. I haven't used it in a couple of years.
Right, it says that has both mobile and desktop.
Yeah. It's I think it's kind of like it's like the TJ Maxx of CapCut.
Okay. It says that it's got a multi-layer timeline, which is something that is pretty important to me. Watermarks, no keyframes.
You want to explain what that means, though?
Okay, so the multi-layer timeline is when you're editing, your entire video is one timeline.
Timeline.
And then anything you want to put on it, so if you want to put captions on it, that creates another layer on top. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to put, say, a sticker on top of that, that's a third layer. You know, anything that you want to add into it gives another layer to your timeline. So, for example, iMovie, which is fantastic, and it's free, and it has both mobile and desktop, it is limited to two layers. So if you're on iMovie and you want to put a caption up, and then you want to put an overlay, you can't. You have to then, what I do as a workaround is I would save that video. This is what I used to do. I don't do this anymore. I would save the video and then upload the video with the things that I wanted, and then add a third layer, and then you could do that, you know, and that, it's very time consuming. So having multi-layer timeline, super, super important.
That's a headache.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
No, I didn't know about other editing software. I'm just, you know, living in my little tiny bubble. But there's no watermark on that, and it has keyframes. And now keyframes is something that I've dabbled with. It's not super important to me, but certainly fun and has a lot of potential. CapCut, they use keyframes too. You could use
keyframes. Now, what is a keyframe?
Okay, so I don't know exactly how to explain it, but I'll explain it by using, like, I played with it once with a video of my son. Okay, so he was playing football, and I made, like, a little highlight reel for my mom for the football, and she can't, no matter how many times I would tell her what number he was, which one is him again? Which one is my little, she calls him JJ, his name is AJ, which one is my little JJ? Okay. So I made an arrow, and using keyframes, I could take the arrow and then move the arrow throughout the video as he moved around the screen so that she was able to follow where he was. I can't possibly explain how I did it. I just know I used the keyframes to do it. Like, you click the keyframe thing, and then you click where you want the arrow to go, and then you go a couple frames further on the video, and you click the frame, and then you're making that frame into a keyframe where when it gets to that frame, the arrow moves to that spot, to where you place it. And so if you have, like, a 10-second video, and you do a keyframe every couple of seconds, the whatever it is moves, at least that's how I used it. It's interesting.
I've never done that.
I can't imagine what other things that you would use it for, but
I understand, because, like, I've actually, but that makes sense, because I was wondering, like, if you, I was trying to do a video with my son and cover up something once when he was little.
That's the same thing. Yeah.
And like, I had the smiley face there, but then, like, he moved and I was like, oh shoot, how do I move? And, like, I had to, like, keep putting stickers and other
That would be something that you could do, is to use the keyframe. So you would, like, when he's sitting in this position, this is a keyframe, and the second he moves, now that's a new keyframe, and then you're moving your smiley face sticker.
Gotcha.
So that's something, I know that CapCut does have that, and then iMovie has that, and this is saying that VN Editor has that. Yeah, a lot of things have that, but that just happened to be one there.
Skill.
Then there's Adobe Premiere Rush. Which one of you have tried that?
I tried it. That's the one I couldn't get my footage to upload into, and I said.
Now, I've tried a bunch of Adobe things because as a New York City school teacher, we get it for free, and I have taken a lot of professional development courses on Adobe. And I still don't use it. I just am so comfortable with what the stuff that I do use. It's one of those ones that just looks intimidating, and there's just so many different things to remember. I can't. It's free for me, but it's very expensive to people who aren't. Adobe, I find to be a very expensive thing. It says here that it's $9.99 a month, but I did pull up their pricing.
There's a pro version,
yeah,
too.
There's Adobe Express, which is $9.99 a month, and you get Adobe, you get Premiere Rush for the desktop and mobile, and premium access to Adobe Express and Photoshop.
They have a mobile version, too.
Yeah. Then they have Premiere Pro, which is $23 a month, which has those two things plus Premiere Pro for desktop. And then they have Creative Cloud Pro, which is $70 a month. That also includes all 20 creative apps across the desktop and mobile.
That's a bit much.
It's 100% subscription. But Adobe being such an editing app, I feel like a lot of photographers and videographers and wedding people and all of those, kind of that, like, Adobe is their thing, and they swear by it. They absolutely swear by it.
Maybe full-time content creators, yeah.
Yeah. But I find it, yeah, so who is it good for? There's also Adobe Premiere Pro, like, that's all the kind of thing. That's the $22 a month. It's good for professional-grade editing, plugins, color grading, professional YouTubers. that's a really, really, you want to get into some complicated edits, you could do it there. Mm-hmm. Right. You're not getting some of those features on CapCut.
Which is more than we need for
way more than what we need.
Yep.
Right.
How about our business?
Yeah, I don't need anything that intricate. I'm not making professional videos. I'm making TikToks.
Right.
How about Final Cut Pro?
Yeah. So I got a new laptop recently, and I'm a Apple Mac girl.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a new Mac, and Final Cut Pro, this says it's about $300 one mm-hmm. time. You buy mm-hmm. it, you got it. My husband, because we homeschool our kid, he gets a teacher's discount.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what that discount was, honestly.
It's probably about 10%. That's what we get on most things.
Yeah. But this is some serious, serious editing. And so if I can find...
It says that it has a magnetic timeline. What does that mean?
Well, let's look at it.
A magnetic timeline?
And 360 video and multicam.
So, can you see what I'm looking at now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So up here on the left, this is like the kind of software they use when they're editing, like, blockbuster movies. It's kind of crazy. So up here on the left is, oh, sorry. I don't know if you could hear what I heard. Can you hear that?
No.
Okay. It's playing the sound from the video for me over here.
Okay.
So up in the left is where all the clips are, individual clips that I uploaded to work on this one project. Here, you know, you can see as I'm dragging across any sort of different area where it is in that video to line them up. But down here at the bottom, you line all the clips up, and this is where you actually do your editing. You put the clips where you want them, etc. And up here on the right is audio. If you ask me how to use this freaking thing, I have no clue. This is the only video I've worked on in here, and I'm still learning how to use it. And that's why I haven't really gotten into it yet. I need to actually sit down. I told my husband, I was like, I need Final Cut Pro for idiots
mm-hmm.
To try and figure this out. I don't know if it's something like if I got into it, maybe I would end up doing all my videos on it. Mm. But it's going to take me some time to learn it. And time is...
Something that you don't have.
Something I don't have right now.
Right.
Like, I meant to actually play with a lot of these video editors this week, and then my jobby job kicked my booty.
Yeah.
So,
well, I did as well. And normally I do... I show up... School for me doesn't start until 8, but I show up at 7 o'clock every day. So I have that hour... They don't open the doors until 7:10, but I have almost an hour every day to just do... stuff for me, settle in, and, you know, whatever. So I usually spend that hour preparing stuff for here and whatever. And with no internet this week, I spent that hour like this. So.
But that's
no
one thing,
internet
like,
in the school. How did that work?
It
as
didn't.
A tech teacher, too.
As a tech teacher, yeah.
That's one thing, though. Like, if you have the stuff uploaded to your phone and you have a mobile... You would be able to work on that, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Well, I was using my hotspot to do stuff today. But I didn't want to waste it on that. How about DaVinci Resolve? Either one of you use that?
I've used that.
Mm-hmm.
I've used it, and it's overly complicated.
It says
that. Is it like the Final Cut?
Yeah, it says that is for serious video editors.
That is some complicated bull hockey.
Yeah, it has a free version and then a $295 version.
Yes. It's
definitely not for your beginners, not for your simple no. TikTok things. And it's only a desktop. There's no mobile yeah. version of that.
Now, some of these things would be great if you were making a commercial and you were good at
right.
taking videos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Like D... My son, he can run DaVinci Resolve.
Mm-hmm.
Of course he can. He probably does it from the age of 5.
Freaking Nat.
It says best-in-class color grading, and it has a full editing suite. Edit audio and VFX. I don't know what VFX is.
Video effects?
I don't know. Maybe. Wouldn't that be... I don't know. FX is just effects? I don't know. I'll take that part out. Make me not look stupid.
Squirrel!
How about LumaFusion? Either one of you have LumaFusion?
No, I've never... So this is... We're talking about ones that are lesser known. I have never even heard of this one before.
My husband has that one downstairs, and it looks similar to the one that you just pulled up.
Yeah.
Very, very similar. That is on iOS only, and it's only on, you know, the iPads and stuff, so you can't... I'm not... it's medium to... It's like not easy, it's not hard, it's like mid-range kind of thing.
Yeah.
A little bit more difficult than I want because he's offered me a billion times to take a look at it, and as soon as I see the interface, I'm like, maybe later.
What's he using it for?
Whatever I get. Sometimes I'll send him stuff and say, can you make a video of this? Or he'll make videos for Instagram or whatever. But they say it's good for mobile journalists or pro, like iPad, like pro creators, stuff like that.
Which we are not.
Yeah, we are not.
Wait a minute. Pro creators or procreators?
We are We are done procreating.
We're procreators, but we're not pro creators.
Well, I'm pro creators. Like, I'm all for you guys. Go on, create. I'm for you.
But we're not professional creators. Okay, anyway.
And
squirrel!
Lord.
Our procreating days are over with. Done. Unless Margaret wants to start over.
Margaret couldn't start over even if she wanted to.
Her eggs have been powdered.
Yes, the universe has decided for me that we'll wait for grandbabies now.
How about one of us is about to can have babies anymore? It's probably Jesse.
Maybe. No, not want ability wise.
I probably have the ability, but it's not going to happen.
I could, but see what happened was
I had to, and then they opened their mouths.
No.
Next one. How about Clipchamp? Have you ever heard of that? I've never even heard of it.
Nope.
I've never heard of that.
All right, skip right past it.
Yeah.
KineMaster?
Well, it's for Windows, easy to use.
Yeah, it says very easy to use. Has templates, a webcam recording option, screen capture, and small business owners. It's good for and beginners.
So that might actually be good for.
It might not be too bad. One of the things that makes me think, like iMovie. iReady is testing that we do in school. iMovie,
I know what iReady is.
iMovie is a good editing, but you can't film in it. So I didn't even think to say, like, a lot of these are just editing only tools, whereas CapCut is a filming and an editing tool, and this one, Clipchamp, is a filming and an editing tool. Right. How about KineMaster?
KineMaster? Yeah. I've used it. It's okay. It's okay.
All right.
I mean, it's not awesome, but it's decent.
Yeah, it says mobile and desktop. They have a free version and a $4 a month one. It's got chroma key, multi-layer, voiceovers, intermediate, good for intermediate users and people who are on the go. That kind of thing.
Old school.
How about HitFilm? You ever hear of that one?
No.
Never heard of that one.
No, me neither. That was it. That's, I think, what we have. Well, the whole list. If you're listening and we have not mentioned something that you use and you think it's absolutely fantastic, let us know. Send us an email. I want to check it out because I just could not ever get into CapCut. So I'm always on the hunt for something easy, something fun, something that I can, you know, do fun stuff with.
CapCut's easy. You just have to give it a fair shake.
Yeah, you just have to play with it. It's actually really, really easy.
But it's not new and shiny anymore.
That's what she said.
It's not shiny.
I would gladly take, if there's anybody who listens, which probably not, but if there's anybody who listens, I would gladly take someone to teach me Final Cut Pro so I can decide whether or not I want to use it. Because it seems like it would be great once I got used to it.
So you know? When you're learning a new editing software, do you go to YouTube and like how, you know, search on how to use it? Because you could probably find a million.
CapCut, I just went in it and messed with it until I figured it out.
Yep.
And then I saw what other people were doing.
I follow Helen, the mothership, on...
Yeah,
I love her, and she is so good with teaching transitions and like all those kind of, all the CapCut kind of tips and tricks she's really good with. And she's right here in New York, so that's pretty cool too.
Go get a hookup.
Hey, we should have had her on this fucking episode. God damn it. But she does
her
own, she does her own podcast. That's not a bad idea. We should totally
get her. She
does
her own podcast?
Yeah, her and her daughter do a podcast. And I saw the other day, she's on like episode 130 something, so they've got us beat.
Nice.
Yeah.
So she can give us CapCut and podcast tips.
But she is also a professional, she does something with editing for her real job, like in like commercials and advertising and that kind of thing. I don't know exactly what it is, but...
she absolutely could come in.
That would be cool to have her on. That would be awesome. I have watched her for forever. I've learned how to do so much stuff on CapCut by watching her videos.
Me too. And even other, because a lot of the times when you're using editing software, the symbols are the same. So like, you know, break in clip or the symbols are the same.
Or the tools themselves are the same.
Right, the tools themselves, the names are the same and all that. So even though I don't use CapCut that often, I will watch her do something in CapCut and then be able to replicate that in something else, in another editor.
Yeah, it's
something besides CapCut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My brain is off today. Yeah, like iMovie or Canva or... You can't do a lot of stuff here in Riverside. They don't have, like, fun stuff. Canva, I think, has got potential because they're constantly adding things to it.
Right.
So I feel like that's their next, you know, area that they might hit big. Maybe
that
not.
Might be another connection to make.
You have a Canva connection?
No, but we should get one.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Talk about ways Canva's good for
small businesses. I mean, there are whole businesses that just use Canva is their thing, like to develop stuff.
I mean, not just like flyers, business cards, your social media content.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they
know
a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Labels.
All right, you ready for a little this or that video editor edition? First one, CapCut or InShot?
CapCut.
Free forever. Or one-time fee?
One-time fee.
Desktop or mobile?
Mobile.
Desktop. I'm such a dork. Transitions?
You're such an old fogey.
I know. I'm such a fart. Transitions or text overlays?
Text overlays.
Yeah, text overlay.
The only transition I use is I blur from screen frame to frame. I don't use any of the spinning or the dissolving or anything like that. It's just too busy.
Yeah.
For what I do. And but I feel like captions are good. And I actually polled my people once and said, should I continue with captions? And they said yes, because some people, you know, they're watching at night or something and they don't want to wake someone up, or they're watching somewhere where they can't listen. Mm-hmm. So they can read the captions. And
that was my next question was auto captions or manual subtitles?
No, auto.
Auto
with editing.
Auto captions.
It's funny to see what it's going to say for me, because it don't speak
I promise you, it has never spelled Bawana correctly. It is hilarious, the various renditions I get.
It's on Riverside. I think it's trained to friggin' spell. No, it's not. I have to fix it every time. Just kidding. drag and drop ease or full customization?
Ease.
So, like, do you want it to be just that you can click and drag and drop, or do you want to be able to click something and then you have to customize it, change this, change that, change this, and, like, a little bit harder than the ease of drag and drop.
Drag and drop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fun. For what we're doing.
Yeah. Fun templates or full creative control?
Full creative control.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I don't find a lot of templates that work for...
Yeah, a lot of the templates that I've ever used are really only good for, like, vacation photos and stuff like that. There's not... Yeah. Cloud save or local only?
Cloud save.
Cloud save. Quick edit or cinematic masterpiece?
Quick edit. Nobody's got time for that masterpiece stuff. Whenever you're running a business...
I'm pretty meticulous with my edits.
Yeah, you're pretty good with your edits.
I edit carefully, but I, you know, it's a quick video. It's not, not a movie. So
I go for the quick edits. And I find that anytime that I put like an over amount of time trying to edit stuff, because I'm like, I'm going to make this one awesome. Maybe three people see it. Those are the ones that just don't go anywhere. So I'm over myself. I'm, you know, clearly got to go with the easies. How about trust the AI or do it yourself?
Oh, I do not trust the AI.
I don't do much AI with my editing at all. I do it myself.
Yeah, there is an option on here for AI. It can pull clips. I would never just post them without looking at them first. And then it also has the option to do the entire episode AI. I have not done that yet. I haven't even tried it to then go back and look at it because I'm afraid it's going to either leave something out that we thought was funny or put something, leave something in that, you know, we needed to take out. So I'm not really trusting of it yet. Then there are also things like, on here there is AI editing for sound. They just added a thing where supposedly I can edit my eyes to make it look like I'm always looking at the camera. I don't know how good it is yet, but...
I bet that gets creepy looking.
Yeah, it's probably like, yeah, exactly. What? Right, always but looking at the camera.
It'll be like that porcelain doll sitting on that shelf that's always staring at you.
Yes.
I think that's just because when we're looking at the screen, it looks like we're looking down the whole time. So.
But there are also there's a sound AI edit on here. So if I click it, I can clean up the audio, right? And I've done that a few times. However, there'll be times when one of us will say something funny and I can visually see that all of us are laughing. But it edited out the laughter because it wasn't words. So that's, you know,
I remember
it's
in
part
the beginning,
of the whole
I was
fun.
Like, in the beginning, I was like, Margaret edited out my laughing because it was too loud. And she's like, no, that wasn't me.
Yeah, in the beginning, I'm like, oh, AI. It's a good. What I was using it for initially was Jesse did a lot of tapping on the table and making a lot of noise when other people, like that. When people were talking. So I was just like, I am just going to... There's an option to just mute Jessie when she's not talking. So I did that, and then... yeah. When she's not talking. So, like, all the stuff in the background would be not heard, which is great. And then I did that for Shauna as well, because I think you must have had a cold or something one week, and you were, like, clearing your throat a lot.
Shauna, she's just annoyed with us, is all it is. She said it in the video. I'm just embarrassing.
And that's why, but now I go back to it, and honestly, in the one that I left, it hasn't aired yet, but there's a couple where I'm just like, you know what, we're just going to listen to Jessie tap. And crack her cracking them fingers. I can't do it right now, it's too hot. Swollen.
Your fingers won't crack.
They're swollen. It's everything swollen and sticky.
Oh.
What's funny is this finger, I broke it like several times and it never fully pops. So every time I move it, it just clicks.
That would annoy me.
Clicky finger.
Clicky finger.
The clicky finger.
It's my handicap finger.
So whether you're Team CapCut, Team DaVinci, or Team I Just Record and Pray, one thing is clear, you gotta know what you're agreeing to when you click that little accept button on the terms of service. If this episode made you reconsider your editing tools, or if you've got a wild terms of service story of your own, we want to hear it. Share it with us in the comments, shoot us a DM, or email us at dirtyheffers@gmail.com. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. And hey, if you think you'd be a good guest for a future episode, let us know. We're always looking for fun folks with something to say. Thanks for hanging out with us, and as always, stay dirty, heifers.